This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. The Full Frame Documentary Film Festival kicks off next Thursday in Durham. Full Frame's about to turn 15 years old. It's become a world-class festival that now receives more than 1,200 submissions for 60 slots in the new docs category. And one of the pieces chosen in the short film category is called Cat Cam by first-time director Seth Keel. And this movie has the distinction of having a sizable chunk of it shot by a cat named Mr. Lee. Seth Keel joins us now. Welcome, Seth.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about this film.
Well, Cat Cam is about a German engineer who moved to South Carolina. And when they bought a house, there was a stray cat hanging around. He could have been left behind by the other owner or something, but because the cat always wanted to get in. The engineer, he didn't really want the cat around, but eventually he allowed the cat to come in. But then the cat would also disappear for days on end, 2 days, 3 days. He'd come back dirty. He'd come back dirty, go away dirty, come back clean, things like that. So, and they wondered, he and his wife wondered whether or not he had another family or something. So he worked on it to try to see if there's some way he could gather that intelligence. And so what he ended up doing was creating this little camera, and so when the cat came back, he would figure out what the cat was doing.
Yep.
But when he did come back, the photos that the cat captured were just spectacular.
There were amazing shots, and of course, there's an aftermath. But it's a remarkable film because you think, okay, this is going to be a film that is what the cat saw, but in fact, as you suggest, there was some tension in the beginning. Jürgen, the guy who owned the house, and his wife were at odds over whether or not to keep this cat. Jürgen's wife feels very sorry for it when it shows up. Jürgen, dead set against it. He warns everybody in the house not to encourage it. Here's a clip.
He was like, don't feed the cat, Jenny. Don't feed the cat. If you feed the cat, we will have this cat. He was very against a pet in the house.
One afternoon where I was alone at home, the cat was sitting in front of a door, meowing, and we had some spaghetti left from lunch. It was me that gave him the food. So I was guilty in adopting him.
So this film very much about Jürgen and his wife as well, and his and also his relationship to the cat and the gizmology, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, it is about Jürgen, and it's about human. It's also about human curiosity as much as it is cat curiosity, because as you'll see, if people see the film, is you know you can tell that the cat is curious by the nature of the photos, but we only got those photos because of Jürgen's curiosity.
Exactly. And the fact that he's able to sort of retro engineers a keychain camera, and we get to watch him figuring out how to make his waterproof camera for the cat. And there's a couple of elements in this. Number one, the stills that the cat gets, which when this story gets out, apparently the Dutch press is curious about whether or not we should call these photographs art, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that was an initial thought that I had when I first saw the photos. I was like, you know, what is this going to, I mean, because they are randomly taken, but there is an element of, you know, these are really nice, you know, interestingly composed photographs that, you know, if you showed it to someone that said, and you didn't tell them where they came from, they may consider it art.
So it raises all those questions about what is art and the aesthetics of the whole. But also, then as we get deeper into this, we begin to see the social life of a cat, which we don't often have privy to.
It's true. And, you know, after seeing, and I think a lot of people have that question about if they do have an outdoor cat, it's like, where does he go all day? And they do have a life that, you know, they have a territory that they have to, you know, look after. And that, those kinds of things are revealed in the movie, but I mean they're much more than just, you know, laying around sleeping. It's a little bit more than that.
You do a wonderful thing in the film too, because there's the moment when we hang the camera on the cat, and out it goes. And you think, okay, at that moment, from now on, I'm going to see what the cat sees. But then cat goes out the door closes, the cat's alone on the porch, and he stands there and he kind of looks. And then you follow him for a couple of moments in a couple of different locations. So you get the feeling the cat thinks he's on his own and doesn't realize that his story is about to be told.
Yeah, he doesn't. But, you know, it was that sequence where the cat is out, you know, in the on his own was a lot of fun to film, because you would think that filming a cat like doing his own thing we didn't know what to expect, the other producer, DP, and myself. But he was just it was almost like he was an actor, because he was able to. We would lure him around with little pieces of food, and he would just follow us and stop, and so we could reset, and then he'd keep moving. It was a lot of fun, but seeing him in, because that really was his element, like the woods, and that was part of his territory. So it was a natural place for him, and he felt really comfortable, it seemed.
So how did you find out about this, and when did you decide to do a film?
I found out about it when the big thing hit the internet in around 2007. And a friend of mine sent me the link, and I was blown away by it. And then I moved to New York City, and then I was at a film festival, and I was like, you know what? I should really call that guy. I should really call Jürgen about this thing. And so I called him, and then I just, at the time, I didn't really have the money or the means. And so it took a couple of years before I saved the money and all that kind of stuff. And so the other producer and myself went down there and shot it over 4 days, and you know, and then here it is.
How did the concept come to you? Because it does seem like one other film you can do is simply try to construct the world of Mr. Lee.
Well, one of the things that we did is because Jürgen is he has limited English skills. I mean, they're great, because I mean, better than my German, obviously, but. I did a series of interviews with him via email, and so through that, and I also wanted to give him some comfort in the interview process when we showed up, and so through that, I was able to figure out get the entire story, and so we could plan it out before we got there, what we really wanted, although that's not necessarily what you're going to get when you show up, but fortunately, it was more than what we could have asked for.
Now, how much of it changed when you actually got there and saw the cat? Was it pretty much the way you conceived it originally?
I mean, for the most part, I think it was better, to be honest with you, because we didn't know how the cat was going to be.
Hello.
Following him around, you know.
Yeah. Right. To actually get a sense of the cat. So what about for Jürgen now and the afterlife of the cat cam? How's that industry going?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
The industry, the cat cam industry. He was surprised at how it took off when he set up his own web page and announced this to the world. And cat lovers the world over said, "I want one."
Yeah, I mean, it really did alter his life, because now he had a full time job as an engineer at a local plant, and then he had this whole other job, and so it took up a lot of his time. It was very stressful on him and his family, and it lasted for years, and he's still making the cameras by hand, like doing the soldering and everything that you see in the film. But now I've recently spoken to him, and he's developed a better way. I mean, it's now being manufactured, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a camera. It's a still camera / video camera also. So he's kind of fixed that. And so it's starting to, it's more manageable for him. But the other interesting thing is that it's not mentioned in the film is that he's created a cat tracker. So you can track like your cat's movements, and see where they go. And
you mean like put it up against GPS and map it?
Yeah, it has like iPhone technology in this. But what's really cool about it too is that universities and stuff are buying these products from Jürgen to study animal behavior. So his curiosity about this one cat kind of blossomed into something that everybody can have and learn about.
Tell us about Full Frame. Now, this is your first year, I think, that you've entered a film, but you were there last year, right?
I was there last year. To be honest, it was one of the best festivals I'd been to because of the intimacy of the festival. You know, a lot of film festivals are really, really gigantic. We were just recently at South by Southwest, and it's an interactive festival, a film festival, and a music festival all kind of sandwiched together. And you just don't get that sense of community. I mean, it's great, but the intimacy of Full Frame is what I think really attracts the filmmakers to want to be in the festival.
Intimate as festivals go, and then it offers you that other things, because certainly videos like this can go viral and do all the time, but the idea that we are watching films in the theater has always seemed to me a cool thing about Full Frame and other film festivals, that we actually sit there as a community watching the thing as a group.
Yeah, and there's that, and you know, you're going to be able to see films that you will probably never get a chance to see otherwise. You know, at least my film, and I'm sure a lot of the other short films probably won't, you know, be that available to the people of Durham. But you know, there's not a lot of great stuff in Hollywood, you know, that weekend, you know, coming out of normal theater. So it'd be a good time to get something that, you know, that people of Durham have selected for the audiences, you know, and you just have to trust that judgment. You know, it's fantastic.
It is fantastic. Has been for 15 years. We've trusted it that long. Seth, thanks so much for being on the program.
No problem. Thank you, Frank.
Seth Keel, the director of Cat Cam, going to screen April 13th at 7:20, part of the Full Frame Documentary Film Festival, which starts Thursday, April 12th, runs through the 15th. Tickets are on sale. You can get them at the website fullframefest.org or at the Duke box office. Coming up, we need to talk about Lionel Shriver's latest novel, The New Republic. We'll do it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, the broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.